Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and it's the Friday show. So is everyone ready for the weekend? Yes, it's that time of the year, isn't it? We're into the holiday season. Today's show, well, you know, I'm a little twerked about today's show. Twerked, whatever the word is, that, you know, it didn't come together as smoothly as I'd like it to, but it's a great topic. So I have to go forward with the topic, and it has to do with your emotions. So what kicked this into gear? Well, let me read a quote. It's from the Abraham material. And we'll go through this because it's an interesting subject about your emotions. But I'm thinking in terms of, when I read this quote, how do we feel about ourselves? Do we judge ourselves for our actions? Or how do we feel about the actions that we take? Let me read the quote. And it's from a workshop in Los Angeles, California on July 24th. 1999. Remember 1999? That was over 18 years ago. Abraham has not changed their opinion since then. They haven't revised, oh, this is wrong, we should go to a new set of opinions on this. No, they feel the same way, or they wouldn't put the quote in here. Okay, so let me read the quote. Are we for marriage? Yes. Are we for divorce? Yes. Are we for monogamy? Yes. All of you have different ways of satisfying your desires. And all is appropriate, and all of it is appropriate or not. The only you individually know if it's appropriate or inappropriate until this moment. And I thought about that. I thought, we live in a non-judging universe, I guess is a good way to put it. We live in a universe from source energy. Some people call it God. And I'll let my, you know what, I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you in a moment. I'm just going to make a comment, and then we'll get into some articles about your emotions. Because sometimes our emotions, we're driven by our emotions. And sometimes our emotions react to things in our lives that put us into a low vibrational place. So how do you react to that? How do you get out of that? But let me, my spirit guides, talk to you about this whole concept of non-judgmental, that it's okay to be divorced. It's okay to be married. It's okay to be single. It's okay to be monogamous. It's okay not to be monogamous. Now, that's going to raise a few eyebrows, I think, out there. Well, no. So let me have my spirit guides talk to you about that, Sarah Group, and then I'll come back, and we'll get into some articles about emotions. Because regardless of what choices you make, if you don't feel good about it, your emotions are kind of like in a wacky place. So it's all about feeling good about the choices you made. And feeling good without being judged. Because once you're judged, then your emotions go to the low end of the vibrational stick versus staying in the high end. So let me have them talk to you about it. Then we'll get into how to keep your emotions higher, how to raise them in case they have fallen off the wagon, right? Because of, and a lot of times it is judgmental, isn't it? We're feeling we're being judged, or we're judging ourselves, where something's not going right in our lives because we feel that we have failed somehow. But let me have them talk to you, and I'll come back. The Sarah Group's going to discuss this whole topic, I think. I don't know what they're going to talk about, but I'm kind of asking them to deal with this whole thing about our choices and the emotional outcome of our choices. Does that make sense? Yes, I hope so. Okay, I'm going to go away. Let them talk. We agree it's a sticky topic for many people about making choices and maintaining a balance, or maintaining, well, let's just use the word being, or the concept of being happy, maintaining a level of happiness. Now, reviewing the Abraham material and where people get tripped up on when Abraham says to you or Spirit says to you in general that it's okay to be divorced. It's okay to have a divorce. It's okay to have a partner or not have a partner. It's okay if you want to go out there and test yourself and to see if you're going to find a partner and to be, you know, with various partners till you locate someone that you plan on being with for a period of time. But what we look at is that how are not only how other people viewing you, which is really relatively insignificant, but how are you viewing yourself? How are you feeling about your actions? And are your feelings about an action or something you're doing and your morality, and we'll use the word morality here, based on your higher self, based on your connection with source, connection with higher energies, a higher vibration, or are you basing your reaction from people exterior to you, that the judgments of society and the morality of a society, but that may not agree with your morality? Now, George is trying to push us in a certain direction on this, and we'll comment on that. We realize in your society there are people who abuse other people, people who take advantage sexually and otherwise of other people. We get that. We understand that. But what you're doing, if you're in that type of situation, by coercion, by physical activities against somebody, forcing them into a relationship or a sexual experience when that's not their choice, that's actually going up against their free will, bumping up against somebody else's free will and forcing your morality, your sense of whatever who you are against that person. So without judging them completely and saying that they're condemned to any particular thing, they're not. But that hole in their soul, their essence, that negativity that they're carrying around, and it's a negative aspect of their being. Obviously, you can't say that they're in joy, they're in kindness, they're in appreciation, they're in respect if they're forcing their will on somebody else. So they're at the low end of the spectrum. And when they return to the non-physical world, they will be asked to look at themselves, their soul, their essence. How did this affect you? How would you do it differently? How would you treat those? Now, from the larger perspective that you've all come in together to work with each other, to play in each person's life, their play, the things that you have designed to be together, there has been an agreement at a higher level. Now, a lot of people will disagree with this and think this is absolutely wrong, and we get that. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this because this one's going to eat at people to say that you agreed to do this at a higher level. You allowed yourself to be raped. Now, that doesn't feel right to people, does it? That doesn't feel right that you allowed that. But you allowed yourself to experience things. You allowed yourself to see contrast. And sometimes that contrast gets carried too far. Okay? You allowed yourself to have experiences that you go, I don't want that. I don't want to be with that type of person. I don't want to be in that type of environment. I want to change my environment. I want to change my situation. But the forcing of one's will on another person. Now, we know we're going way off topic here, but it's a related issue. And we want to get to that, the meat of this related issue. That when one person forces their will on another person, they're acting from a negative aspect of themselves, a belief system that they have created throughout their life that gives them permission to act in such a way. You like to use the word karma. We like to use the word or the idea that when they're finished with their physical existence in this lifetime, they will be asked to reevaluate their actions and to make changes for the next lifetime. There is an effect of in the next lifetime with that same individual that they affected in a very negative way, an opportunity to make good, an opportunity to correct the wrong, an opportunity to balance the energy between two people. Because your energy balance, the emotional balance between the two people, when one is forcing one's will, and it doesn't necessarily mean sexual, it could be in other ways, it could be in the business community, it could be in a lot of different ways. There will be a balancing of that energy at one point, sometime in the future, sometime perhaps in the next lifetime, even and sometimes in the current lifetime, there will be a balancing. But you're both learning lessons. You're both learning lessons. Now, whether that lesson sticks, whether that lesson is something that allows you to make changes, allows you to come closer to your higher being, that's up to you as an individual. Now, we seem to be rattling on and on, but if, let's take an example of somebody who forces their will on someone else in whatever way they do that. What they're doing is creating negative emotions within themselves. There is a negativity there. There is an anger there. There is a frustration there. There is a fear there. There's all this negative energy that's compounding itself, and with the belief system that it's, this is the way I deal with this situation. This is the way I deal with my anger. This is the way I deal with my insecurity. This is the way I deal with it. And all that is doing to the individual who's the perpetrator in these situations is causing physical and emotional harm to themselves. It may not surface immediately, but it will surface. It will come out at some point. That living in negative energies within your body will cause you to physically be affected and emotionally be affected and psychologically be affected. So at some point, you either change or you continue with this, and then in a future lifetime, you will change. You will change. You will look at what you did and realize, I need to change my vibrational approach to life. And your vibrational approach that you're reaching for, you always should be reaching for, is a high vibrational state. The state of joy, the state of appreciation, the state of respect, the state of kindness, the state of compassion towards all those around you. And if you're not living in that state, if you're not living in that high vibrational place of appreciation for others and respect for others and kindness toward the others and compassion toward the others and forgiveness, you will eventually get there. You will eventually get there. And those you see who are perpetrating these negative energies towards other people will eventually get there. Maybe not in this current lifetime, but they will get there. So we're not putting out, oh, what should be done to these people now? That's not our job to dictate rules that you need to do to these people. They will at some point adjust and change, but it may not be in the current lifetime. And your system is set up to punish these individuals, show them the harm of what they have done. And in many cases, what's happening to these type of people is what they're losing is of most value to them in the world, which is their ability to earn a living, the respect of their peers. And that in itself will cause them to either change or go deeper and deeper into their negativity. And it'll affect them more and more at a physical level. No one can live with the negativity, the negative beliefs, without it having a physical, emotional, and a spiritual effect on them. But the bright side of that is when they return to their non-physical home, they will have an opportunity to wash themselves clean. And those who they have perpetrated their deeds upon, there will be the opportunity of forgiveness, embracing at a spiritual level, and recognizing that they both learned valuable lessons, and they can go forth into future lifetimes with a relationship based on love, trust, appreciation. So we're not going to dwell a lot about the physical things. We're talking about your emotional base. And so whatever you perpetrate on yourself or others will affect you emotionally. It will affect you in a spiritual way. It will affect you mentally. It will affect you biologically. It will bring on disease because your body, your mind, your spirit are in a negative place, in a low vibrational place. As long as you stay in a low vibrational place with anger, fear, judgment, anxiety, all of the negative energies, lower vibrational energies, it will have a physical effect on you, and an emotional effect, and a spiritual effect on you. And the sooner you can come to grips with that you're living in a low vibrational place, the sooner you can start moving up the scale. How do you do that, though? How do you do that? It's difficult. It's difficult for people who've spent a lot of their lifetime in a negative place with beliefs that are negative about themselves and how they deal with their own insecurities and their own fears and how they act out when they're faced with these challenges in their lives and how they try to cope with these challenges in a very negative way. It's difficult. But first of all, it's recognizing the beliefs. What caused me? What is my belief that caused me to act in such a way? Where did it come from? What is the root cause of such an action? Where in my psyche, where in my being did I justify this behavior based on a belief? And it starts from there, and it works from there. That when you recognize a belief, then you decide to change the belief. And you can go and change the belief and move into a vibrational place, a vibrational place where your belief is based on respect, love, appreciation, compassion, kindness, all of those things. You can shift beliefs. Now, it's very difficult for some people to do that because they're not ready or willing to address their belief systems. Okay, we're going very deep into this, and we didn't necessarily intend to do that. But we look at your world, and we see that this use of power, this controlling use of power to control and abuse other people for your own satisfaction, is based on false premises. It's based on beliefs that you attached yourself through your early childhood into your adulthood, and it's your way of coping. But it's not the way of coping that puts you into a high vibrational place. It's not a way to connect with Source. You call it God, right? You call it God, but it's not the way to connect. Okay, we've laid this out for you. It's about changing beliefs. It's moving your vibration up to hope that you can change. It's about forgiveness. It's about personal forgiveness and extending forgiveness to the other person. And people do forgive, and they recognize the change in somebody. But we know this is very sticky in these situations, very sticky. What we would ask both parties to do in that kind of situation is approach the subject from a higher vibrational place, from the place of hope, the place of respect. We're earning respect, but also from the place of recognizing that there is a human element on both sides, that people are driven by those beliefs, the humanity that they have developed. And that's where forgiveness, if you're the one who has been harmed and wronged, that's recognizing that this is a human that's flawed. This is a human that's living from a belief system that's causing them to perpetrate onto others their anger, their frustration, their power, their fear, their insecurities. And you can, it's at that point, you can almost have the sense of forgiving them not forgiving, not letting go of the actions, but forgiving them from the basis of them being a human who has embraced negative belief system. And asking for them to address their negative belief system. Not easy. It's not simple. We recognize that there is no simple way of doing this. That humans are going to resist that because of their own anger and frustrations and fears. The one who has been abused is now angry, frustrated, hurt. They feel guilty at some level also because they allowed themselves to be put into that kind of situation. So how do you change it? It's a step-by-step process of recognizing each other's humanity. But there has to be a willingness on the perpetrator to change. There has to be a willingness, even though that one who has been harmed will forgive, it doesn't allow them or doesn't give them the needs to willingness to embrace that other human because they want to keep arm's length because they haven't seen a change. They haven't seen that person humble themselves and recognize that I have a belief system that's hurting myself and others, and I need to change. And once the perpetrator can recognize them, there can be a healing. There can be a healing between people. There can be forgiveness on both sides. And self-healing. And self-forgiveness. But that's a difficult step, and we recognize it. We know it's not easy, because it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, 9, many, many parties that are involved in these situations. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of moving one's vibration from those low negative places to a higher vibrational standard to be able to accept each other as individuals, as people who are working through and willing to work through their belief systems. So we'll leave you with that. I know we went off. We went off on a whole different topic. But George was talking about emotions. And the emotions of these people that have been put through this on both sides of the ledger, on both sides, are suddenly becoming into a low vibrational place. And it affects them physically, emotionally, spiritually through their whole lives unless there's a need or a willingness to make changes. But changes really need to come from both sides. It can't happen just from one side. Because if it only happens on one side, there's still resentment. There's still anger towards that person. There's never a healing towards that person because that person will repeat their pattern and there will still be resentment and anger towards that person because they're not willing to embrace a higher vibration. And for them, not embracing the higher vibration does not allow the one who's been abused to raise their own vibration. It's difficult. They can't. If they can completely disassociate themselves from that individual who perpetrated the harm. Okay, that's enough. That's enough for us discussing this topic because we think it's really valid topic, and it's a lot of work on both sides. We would never suggest that the two come together unless they've done their individual work. Never come together unless they've done their individual work and they've gone through a process of healing and forgiveness, self-healing and forgiveness. It takes both of them to have reached that higher vibrational place where they could ever, ever be in the same place together and it not causing more emotional damage. So thank you for listening. Well, let's turn this show back over to George. He's going to go off in a different direction. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Well, that was not what I expected from them. But I do know that they have observed our society and they observed the abuse in our society. And they have pretty strong words. Pretty strong words. And they realize it's not easy for us to change. as humans. Okay, so let's get into some articles. If you want to call in, if you want some guidance from your family members, your ancestors who are now in the non-physical world, or if you want to hear from some individual famous person who you think might be able to have some advice for you in the physical world that help you to guide you through your life, please contact me. We'll change themes because spirit went into a whole different direction there I didn't expect them to go to. I know that they think I've been thinking about that to some degree, and they wanted to clarify it for me and everybody else what happens and why people get into that. And as they said, it's very complex. It's not a simple thing. And it's not a simple thing, as they say. As they show me the picture, it's like the twine that's so mixed up that it's pulling these strings apart. Is so difficult because of what has happened to a person at the soul level, at the emotional, that the physical, emotional, spiritual, mental levels have been damaged vibrationally. And it's difficult to raise that vibration back up. Okay. I think they did indicate that an individual has been abused and taken advantage, can raise their vibration up and get their vibration into a good place, and they can get into forgiveness, if I'm reading them correctly. But they can never, never get into the proximity of the abuser again till that person has made their changes. Because they don't. Because as I'm getting there, interpreting what they're saying is the proximity again between the two people will only raise up the negativity that transpired before, because the perpetrator has not raised their vibration. That makes sense? I don't know. I hope so. Hopefully it does. Okay, I'm going to get into a different topic. I'm going to go off on your emotions. The reward of healing, how to feel your emotions. And the article is from the HuffPost. Amy Valprone is an editor-in-chief for Culinary Nutrition Expert, which doesn't seem like it lends well to this subject, but it does. Okay. And because she's coming from a physical place. She's coming from a physical place that if your emotions or your vibrations are low, and I use the word vibration, they translate into emotions, don't they? If your vibration is low, your emotions and your vibrations are closely tied together. Okay, as she says, and let me just go through the article a little bit. I have some other articles, and 30 ways to improve, I think, your emotional base is a good one. We'll do that next, because if you got into that kind of negative, lower vibrational place, how do you get out of it, right? Or we're not talking about the abuse here. We're talking the normal day-to-day stuff that happens, right? We're not talking about the heavy physical abuse that Spirit was talking about. Feeling your emotions can be as rough as it is elating. However, the point is that we feel them physically. Now, coming from a nutritionist, I can understand what she's saying, that the physical level, we feel our emotions. Deepak Chopra talked a lot about that. Many people feel something and then bury it deep down until they think it's gone. Yeah, that kind of relates to what Spirit was talking about. We bury our emotions. We bury the things that happen to us. What you feel does not leave your body or your heart unless you confront it. Emotions are meant to be endured, not ignored. I want to help you confront your emotions, not run away from them. Confronting your emotions will allow you to experience happiness or get back into your natural state of happiness, is how I would put it, because we're naturally happy. But our emotions drag us out of happiness, the negativity in our lives, even if something sad or upsetting happens in your day. Healing is an important process for first dealing with your emotions. Healing doesn't mean anything is broken. It just means that there must be a nurturing needed that you have neglected to do. We are sensitive beings. We go through life so quickly that we so often don't stop or ponder what we're feeling. That's detaching ourselves from our feelings. And we all kind of do that to some degree, some a lot more than others. Instead of facing our feelings and knowing what we're feeling, we get busy with life, so we don't have to address our feelings. And that compounds itself, as Spirit would say. And that's one habit that needs to be broken. So at some point, when you have to address your, how am I feeling? Where am I feeling it in my body? What's going on here? Okay, let me continue on with the article. I'm just kind of jumping into it from what I think Spirit wants you to hear. When you feel your feelings, you should sit with yourself and really feel them. When something bad happens, do you feel the terrible pain in your chest? What about when you're stressed? Do you feel yourself getting cold or prickly? As if someone was poking your heart with pins and needles. What about when you feel sad? Can you really feel it in your heart? Can't you? You can really feel it in your heart, can't you? All that energy doesn't just magically go away. You must coax your feelings out. Allow yourself to feel safe enough and with yourself to release that energy. How is it a problem? Your emotions translate into physical energy that influences your body. If you bottle up your emotions, they sit in your body in every action and reaction that you have affected. Now, what can that cause? Well, you know, I mean, obviously it's going to cause certain diseases. You know, your body is an emotional thing. Your every cell is energy, and if you're lowering the energy cells into a negative place, you're causing the cells in the body not to function in a healing manner, but in a destructive manner, right? Okay. So what do you do about it? So here's some ideas that she gives, and we'll expand on this a little bit. Meditation is a great way to stop and think about what you are feeling. Find a quiet place where you not be disturbed and sit with your eyes closed. And it may be uncomfortable at first, but if you're not used to being alone, but it will be worth it. Endure your feelings. Do not let anything distract you. When something happens that you know will elicit an emotional response from you, you stop and question, why do I feel this? Now, I live from a place of contrast. Okay, so as we get through this, and I'll discuss a little bit about what I'm meaning by contrast here with as to your emotions. Identify your feelings. Sometimes people mistake happiness for other emotions. Identify what you're feeling and why you're feeling these emotions. So what's going on? What in your environment is creating this emotion? Now, this is where I would inject a little bit about forgiveness, because I think forgiving whatever the perpetrator, and we're talking minor offenses, you know, you should go through the day forgiving all the time, because people will say and do things that could lower your vibration, could affect your emotions. So forgiveness is really important. And it's self-forgiveness. I forgive myself. I let go of it. I'm going to forgive because I want to raise my vibration. I don't want to feel this. And so they're talking about meditation as a way just to let it go. Now, I would work with the chakras on this. If you came to me and said, okay, George, I'm, these emotions are crazy. I want to deal with it. How do I deal with it? I would work with your chakras. I would also work with your belief system, because your belief system is how you react to these things. Okay? Your emotions are based on your belief system. And also being out of alignment with who you are in relationship to source. Okay, let me go through the article. I know I'm jumping off the wagon here a little bit. Identify your feelings. Sometimes people mistake happy. Okay, confront your feelings and be honest with yourself. Honesty is the key in peeling back your layers of built-up emotions. Once you confront it, release it. Feel as hard as you can, and then you release it. No, you can feel it no longer. Let it go. And there's a way of doing that. They don't get into the details here, but there's a way of doing that. Even when I studied hypnosis and hypnotherapy, there's a way of releasing emotions. You can release emotions through breath work. And that's a good way of doing it. And physical activities will help you to do that. If you get involved in physical activities, it can help you to release that emotional energy, and you have to be kind of focusing on releasing that energy. Okay, so I think we're done with that article. But let's get into some little bit of more about, okay, how to raise your vibration, or how do you get into a different emotion? You've addressed your emotions. You know how you feel like. You begin to release your emotions through meditation, or other things. But how can you take that a step further to release your emotions, those negative emotions? Well, first of all, you have to consciously want to do that. You have to recognize, ooh, I don't like this emotion much. I'm going to let it go. Okay? I'm going to let it go. Okay, and going through this article, and this is from Tiny Buddha, Madison Senior, and I think it's an interesting article, and we'll just go through the steps. We won't read all of it, the intro, but what they would recommend to do if you're starting to feel these emotions that you want to release. Step back and reflect. Whenever I start feeling depressed, I try to stop, reflect, and get to the root of my feelings. What's causing these feelings? What's causing these negativities? Now, I would stop there, because a lot of times what causes these negative feelings is projection. Projection of the future, fear of the future. Your negative feelings come from projection. Oh, you know, like, oh my God, tomorrow is going to rain and I won't be able to get to work. Or, you know what, I don't think I'm going to have enough money to pay all my bills. And what am I going to do? That gets your emotions into a negative place. Instead of stopping there and recognizing some of those you can control and some of them you can't control. So letting go of the ones you can't control and turning them over to the universe, to source, to God, and say, okay, I need your help. I don't have an answer. Just releasing. Okay. The next point is kind of like this, but a little different. Okay. Reach out to someone. I used to bottle up my feelings out of fear that I would be judged. If I talked about them, I'd since learned that reaching out to a loving, understanding person is the best things I can do. If you don't have an individual, or if you don't have somebody who's non-judgmental in your life, reach out to Source, to the universe, to God, whatever you call it. Pour yourself out. Ask for help. Ask for solution. And be willing to be in solution. Once you let it go, you need to let it go. It's like even with talking with someone else. Once you've expressed yourself and your feelings and emotions and asked for a solution, let it go. Don't continue to go on and on about it. Okay, the next one is little steps that you can do just to help you shift. And I would say that you do these things to help you shift once you've turned over the problem, the root cause of your emotion, the negative emotion that's happening in your life. You need a solution. You have a problem. You're dwelling on that problem, right? So you turn the problem over to Source. Now, how do you get out of the way? Okay, listen to music. Music can heal, just put you in a better mood, make you feel less alone, and take you on a mental journey. So if you get wrapped up in really invigorating, inspiring music, you're moving away from the problem. You're getting out of problem mode, out of frustration mode, out of whatever's going on, and you're raising your vibration through the music, right? Cuddle or play with your pets. The author says, I have really sweet and happy dogs. They're always quick to shower me with love whenever they see me. Spending quality time with a loving pet can instantly make your heart and soul feel better. And that's a chemical reaction that you get from spending with them. Oxytocin. You get oxytocin from spending time with your pets, right? You want to raise that feeling of compassion and kindness and love towards another life form. And that will put that good chemicals back into your body. The oxytocin, the endorphins, the good feeling chemicals will come into your body to help you to release the negative energies, the negative chemicals that you've been, the stress chemicals, right? Go for a walk. Walking always helps me clear my head and shed negative energy. Now, walking with music is even better, because if the music is inspiring, the walk just takes on a whole different thing. Walking with your dog, right? Getting different to these points, and all of these points are really about raising your vibration, because it really all comes back down to raising your vibration, getting your vibrational place into a different level. drink something healthy and invigorating. For some reason, orange juice always puts me in a better mood. So what is it for you? Is it a cup of tea? Right? Is it juice? Is it a cup of tea? Is it some coffee? What is it that you like to partake of that, you know, that maybe on a, you're feeling a little frustrated, a little angry, your emotions are, maybe that nice cup of tea and the smell of it. I use aromatherapy, and that helps me a lot. I use various types of aromatherapy. That helps me to shift my vibration a little bit, okay? Right. Writing is usually the first thing I do when I'm feeling down. And writing is a good way, you know, the ideomotor response from writing. When you take a pen and you put it on paper or a pencil or even the keyboard to some degree, you're releasing into that your emotions. You ever read a book and you're reading the book and you can actually pick up the emotions of the author of the book? You kind of know how the author felt when they were writing the book. I mean, it takes a little bit of empath and intuitiveness to pick that up. But when you're reading a book, what is the emotion that you're picking up from the words of the author? Their emotions that they're putting into it. So the same thing, they're releasing their emotions, and it's healing for them. So when you write, it's healing you. It's releasing emotions. It's letting some of that go. That I would call it static emotion, static energy within you that's keeping you in that low emotional place. You're letting go of some of that static energy. I would balance that, though. If you're writing and you're releasing that, at some point you got to shift and start putting in some more thoughts and ideas and emotions of love and kindness and appreciation and gratitude. So those energies also flow into the writing. If you're not sharing it with anybody, that's fine, but you still want to start to kind of shift the energy in your writing from releasing all of that negativity, negative emotions, and you start pouring into some positive things. And writing your gratitudes, I'm grateful for. If you're just kind of purging all this stuff, but you also need to put out there what you appreciate, what you're grateful for in your life. And by doing that in your writing, then you're shifting your energy field. You're shifting to things that you love. And think about things that you love and write about things that you love, right? Write about loving experiences in your life. Write about your dog. I say the dog. Maybe it's better to write about a dog or a cat than it is to write about people, right? Because you don't want to bring those negative emotions back up about, oh, my father, you know. But you can write about good times. Always write about the good times with somebody. If you're trying to deal with somebody, write about the fun things that you did with persons, what that person might have taught you that makes your life a little bit better. Okay, take a nap. And as you take a nap, release your energy into the universe. Oh, I'm almost out of time. Oh, my goodness. This has gone quickly. Plan a fun activity, right? Do something with spontaneity. Go out and do something different. Just get out. Break the pattern. Break the pattern. Look through old photographs or snapshots. The next one I love. The next two I really love, and I'll just kind of highlight these, and then we're pretty much done, and we'll be back on Monday to do the same thing. And if I can help you individually, please contact me. Hug someone. Hugging again releases that positive emotions within you, that positive chemical response, that oxytocin, which will help you to raise your vibration and help you feel good. Laughing, same thing. Find something that's really funny. That raises your vibration. Laughter will also release the oxytocins in your system to help you feel better about yourself and feel better about the situation. And you put aside the negativity. You put aside the negative emotions. Turn over the problems and get into this place. Now, they recommend crying, but that's an individual thing. If you feel that's going to help release the problems. Okay, I think we're pretty much done with these for the day. But this has been interesting. I think spirits, thoughts, and so forth were very interesting. So if I could help you individually, what I'd love to do is channel for you, like my spirit guides. So let them talk to you directly, much like I was channeling for the show, where I kind of disappear and they talk to you about whatever's going on in your life that you need guidance. So my email address is in the episode information or my phone number. Give me a call. I'd love to help you. Be well, my friends. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye. Love you.